We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
I ain't answering no questions.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani is going to read a statement later on this afternoon. Would you say 5:45 Eastern, Abe, was the time that that's going to be? So no question, no follow-up from the reporters or anything like that. So, okay, so what's the point of even saying it publicly? Why not just release the statement?
And go at your business.
I guess it's better if you read it.
Is he gonna
publicly?
I guess. Is the new translator going to read it?
I mean, careful. Those translators, apparently they like to gamble.
I'm just telling you.
Careful with your money around those guys. I mean, at some point, and again, maybe they want more time to figure out what their plan is or something like that, but, like, it's a long season. And, like, locker rooms are open before games and after games. And at some point, reporter's going to ask Shohei a question.
It's all about, does he have,
some point.
Does he have to answer it?
No, he doesn't have to. Doesn't have to. But this, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what. I'm always, you know, like, what makes you look worse? What makes you look better? Whatever. I think he'd stand up there and answer a couple questions today probably looks a little bit better than this. Unless you don't have any good answers.
Exactly.
In which case, yeah, I don't know. Continues to look bad for Shohei Ohtani. We'll start with Sean, who's in Conyers. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks
for
calling.
I remember when I was in, like, middle school, high school, the fashion trend was, like, white tees and, like, all white Air Force Ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, what was the fashion trend when you guys were in, like, middle school, high school, and did you participate in it?
Mama couldn't afford it, so no.
Sean, I think we were in high school at the same time then,
because
that was pretty popular in my high school. I did not wear a big white tee, nor did I wear all white Air Force Ones.
Did you ever wear an all white tee?
I mean, like, white T-shirts, but not, like, big ones.
You never did that?
No,
okay.
No, I pretty much knew my lane for the most part.
That is. We were still a budget type thing. So I didn't get a chance to get into none of the, like, Tommy Hilfiger. That was
huge. All the dope
boys, all the dudes whose mama did dope boys got stuff like that when I was growing up.
Yeah, I don't know how a lot of the kids, I think people would, like, shoplift.
Yeah.
Like, people would take the Metro bus downtown and go to Macy's. And then just steal Tommy Hilfiger stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, but everyone, how are you not getting caught?
How are y'all going to get caught? Everybody's
you're showing up at school the next day just
decked out in Tommy Hilfiger.
You know, and everybody knows.
Everything. I remember it wasn't a Tommy Hill, but it had, like, stripes like it was one. And I ain't know no better. And, you know, cats, they want to check your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, this dude got a Tommy Hill. And I wasn't no fashionista. Ever growing up, I came back to the States. I never forget this. And my first day of school, we had moved with Auntie Melanie back in Macon, and I went to McAvoy Middle School, Andy. And I remember I had this shirt, and it was a Jackie Robinson T-shirt. Wore that, and I had these jeans. Now in Germany, they were cool. Here, they were not.
Uh-oh.
It was damn acid wash.
Were they too tight? Were they? Oh, okay.
Yeah, dog.
I bet they let you know about that.
Dude, I couldn't even get a bus. And I was wondering, everybody was snickering and everything. Like, what the hell is so damn funny? So damn funny. What y'all laughing at? Yeah, that would have worked. I had some Payless shoes that had air, and the eye was dotted with a basketball.
Sure.
And I told them that's what we wore in Germany.
Yeah. These are the Nikes in Germany.
Yeah, so I get picked out a lot.
That's the Jordans in Germany. It's different. Because it's over there.
Damn McAvoy.
Yeah. Now, the middle school kids know.
They told my ass.
They sniff you out.
I came out with them tight ass acid wash jeans.
I had a Tommy Hilfiger shirt that I got from the swap meet.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't real.
Yeah,
and I thought I was going to trick everybody. I didn't even make it into the school. before, and they'll grab the tag. Ah, says Fruit of the Loom on it.
Dog.
This guy's poor.
Yeah,
everybody
man.
Laugh at him.
Yeah.
Damn
thieves.
That's crazy.
My mom had a dope boy.
Are they allowed to still do that? Because the anti-bullying initiatives and all that kind of stuff.
They need to stop that, man. They need to stop.
That was definitely bullying.
Yeah.
Without question. Thomas is in Decula. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I have a lawn care business, and I was just in the backyard of a customer when all of a sudden this stranger popped back here and started picking up the dog poop in the backyard of this customer's house. And he had a nice polo on and all that and everything. Turns out, I guess it's a service that you could have and hire somebody to come pick up the poop. And I'm just wondering for you guys, have you ever considered using such a service? What would it take? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, this is the thing. My wife has a client who does that, mm-hmm. who has that business.
You've talked about this
before. I talked about that before. And obviously, I'd be damned if I pay that kind of money for you to come do something that I got kids that can do.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'd be damned if I give a – but
it's just not that hard.
It's not hard to pick up your poop.
You get a little pooper scooper tool, which doesn't cost much.
But that would have – if I didn't know better, that would have threw me off too, because I would have thought polo and picking up poop. What are you doing? But obviously, if I didn't know no better.
I wonder how much it is, because it's not an hour. It doesn't take an hour to pick up.
It was $75.
70 for how long? For the month? Is it a subscription?
I don't know. All I remember is Donna said it's $75.
It takes
so I don't
me,
know if is that per session or
I
what?
Go back there. I try to go every day.
Yeah.
Maybe not every day, but every other day. Try to. Right. You know what I mean? It takes me 5 minutes.
Yep.
It's not like that. It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's
Something like that, though. But yeah, I think I don't need no dog.
Must be nice.
Hell yeah.
You got to be, I don't know.
She's
I don't
a nice
know.
Lady, too.
I'd have to be a millionaire to be paying somebody to pick up my dog.
She's a real nice lady.
Now, the one thing about it is that I like to pick up because I kind of know what Boone's been up to. It's like, oh, you've been eating crayons. Okay. We got to hide the crayons a little higher. I think he likes the taste of the wax. Looks like a confetti poop. It's weird.
You look inside of it?
Well, it's not hard to see.
Oh.
It's just, I don't know. I'm not dissecting it like science class.
Yeah.
It just looks like somebody sprinkled a bunch of confetti on top of it. And I was like, what is that? That's weird. Oh, crayons. Put your crayons away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Man, what's up, man? You about the boss?
I can't hardly hear you. Sorry.
Can hardly hear you?
We can hardly hear you. You said the mic.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, I got you now. Hey, I know I'm not trying to condone violence or nothing like that, but at some point, somebody's going to get tired of Acuna telling them they're too short after 5 years of doing the same thing. So, we know he ain't going to do nothing. We know Marcel ain't going to do nothing. But what Braves player do you think could really throw down?
Nobody.
I think it would be Sean Murphy. But what do y'all think?
Okay. Okay. Sean Murphy, quiet, solid type.
Yeah, catchers too,
catchers
usually.
Too,
you got to be tough to be a catcher.
Bust somebody up.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't think, I just I don't
if Chris
know.
Sales is crazy as everyone says he
Chris,
is.
I mean, he cut up jerseys once.
Yeah, one time he cut up a jersey,
cut
so a he's
uniform.
A psychopath.
He
so maybe
damn, he cut up a uniform, Andy.
That's not crazy to me. That's toddler behavior. He didn't want to wear the jersey, so he cut it up.
He cut it up.
Yeah, but anyway, whatever. Maybe he's crazy and he'll give some hands. But, no, that's one thing we can count on as well. At some point this season, Ronald Acuna will get hit on purpose.
Yes.
The Braves won't do anything about it, and that will be a part of the conversation for a couple of days.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can we skip
exactly
that? Can we skip those 2 days?
No more.
They're not going to do anything about it. Okay?
On yo! Nothing.
They're not going to.
Nothing.
All right. Mason is in Barnesville.
Best fight.
Hey, Mason.
Best fight.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm going to start a new little series with y'all, if y'all don't mind.
Sure, yeah.
Every time I call in, I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to be what major athlete, if you had a question for him. So today, if you could meet Tiger Woods and ask him one question, what would it be?
And he has to answer honestly?
Sure.
Which one was his favorite?
That's what I was going to say. Exactly what I was going to say. What actually?
The championship, I mean.
What?
Major championship.
Oh, that's who you want to ask him. No, I was going to ask him, which one, in Vegas?
That's right.
Tell me,
So you ask him that, that's the one I want to ask him too.
Yeah.
And he has to be honest about
you ask the
whatever,
golf,
whatever the
ask
best
the
question is that we can ask him about all the
I just want to know
I want to know a lot about it.
What was a typical night?
Right. Walk us through.
Yeah, walk us through from the time you land at the private airport to you get picked up in the SUV to they take you to the back. Because the thing about the back entrance to the hotel, it's
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Like, it's real private.
Sure. Yeah, that's so, the point of it.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you can do a lot of stuff back there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't even have to get in the hotel before you start the fun. Yeah, no, that's great. And he's taking truth serum, so he has to answer.
Yes.
And so you ask him that, and we get that fun answer.
Yes.
And then I ask him if he genuinely thinks he can still win.
All right.
Because that's a boring one, but I really want to know. Like, in his heart of hearts, does he really think he can go out there and still win majors?
Good question.
Because he says he does. But
well,
does he really?
I think I still believe that Tiger's competitiveness is still there.
Right. So that part of it mentally doesn't go away. So he truly believes he can do it.
So he truly believes it.
Yeah.
But he's also realistic about it.
Yeah. God, everyone said he couldn't do it for so long, and then he went back and won in 2019.
Yeah. Remember that guy, the doubter, the hater here.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hot take, Tommy.
Yeah.
That was his gold star moment at 92.9 The Game. He said Tiger Woods was irrelevant. Like, no, he's not. No, he's just not good anymore. Is that it? Do we have to go? All right. Takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. We can't hear from Bo and Abe still, but we will eventually.
Andy, just keep letting Jeff take his breath away, his wife's breath away.
Yeah. That's
damn, dog.
I know. It's not that I don't. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Violence?
No.
No?
No, yeah. No. But you need to, like, just not even in a rude way. Just real, real subtle. What'd you say?
Randy said the new Washington coach looks like he can sprinkle the D.
Yeah, I'm talking about, like, Slide the feet, Andy.
I know.
You know exactly what I meant, damn it.
And that's what I meant when I just said it.
Yeah, slide the feet.
I'm excited to have a defensive-minded basketball team for once. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Slide the feet.
Let's see what Dukes and Bell have for you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.